G'day and welcome to Who Watches Us, the movie podcast where we watch the movie, but who watches us? I'm your host, Brendan. Yeah, who bloody watches us? I'm your host, Brendan, joined by my brother, Alex. Alex, hello. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
How was your week?
Just watch. It was all right.
I don't want to hear about the movie. I want to hear about your week.
My week has been... It's been weird. It's been a weird week. I keep thinking that it's like a day ahead of what day it actually is.
Okay.
So keep thinking that I thought that Monday was Tuesday and Wednesday was Thursday.
Yeah, and you're just all out of whack from then
yeah,
on.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's been a pretty uneventful week, I guess. Just doing normal housework stuff and
yeah, nice. Working.
Trying to get back into working out.
Yep.
Slow beginnings.
Yeah, I definitely feel you.
What about you?
I've been sick for the past couple of days, so I might sound a little bit raspy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Okay, what movie did we just watch?
We just watched Morbius.
Yes, we did.
my word, what an experience.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right at the top, we're just going to give like a spoiler warning. We're going to go deep into spoilers and talk about the plot in pretty great detail, or lack thereof, of a plot. But yeah, you've been warned.
Yeah.
Did you just fart?
there's your spoiler warning.
Okay. So yeah, we just watched Morbius. This movie was directed by Daniel Espinosa, and it's starring Jared Leto, Matt Smith, and Adria Arjona. I don't know how to say her name, but yep. This movie was a whole thing. Came out in 2022. I did not watch this movie when it came out, and I heard
this is my first time watching this.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the it's Mormon time meme.
It is Mormon time. That's the first thing I wrote in my notes. It's Mormon time.
I waited for something to happen, and then that's what I wrote. I've basically seen nothing, heard things. I've only seen one scene. It was my favorite scene, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I hadn't seen like anything from this movie before. I just heard from everyone that I talked to that it was fucking dog shit.
Yeah,
and right they were.
they went wrong.
Oh yeah. So it's pretty clear what you thought of the movie.
Like, not to jump on the bandwagon or anything, but this movie fucking sucked. This movie
sucks so much shit.
It was kind of... I don't know, do I just jump into it? It was kind of hard to follow along what was with happening. The pacing is pretty weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so much. I think in like the first maybe 30 minutes I'd written like 2.5 pages worth of shit.
Yep.
And then I just stopped writing notes because I just couldn't be fucked anymore.
It was like just so hard to... At the start, I was writing notes like crazy because so much shit was happening at an incredible pace, and it's not that it was all good stuff happening. It was just so much random shit was happening for no reason. And I was... Most of my notes have question marks on them.
Yeah, a couple of mine have definitely got question marks.
My sixth note is, what the fuck is happening?
Let's find my sixth note. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My sixth note is, bats go wild as Jared Leto does cool psycho stare.
I think we took the sixth note at the same time. That's why when I was like, what is happening? Why is this happening?
My notes are like, they're so schizophrenic that even if I read it out, I probably would have no idea what happened in this movie.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to jump on these notes as soon as possible because, like,
yeah,
it's going to leave our brains soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I can okay. see maybe a couple in here that I don't understand already. So, we briefly alluded to your favorite part before. Do you want to go into a little bit detail, or should we maybe talk about the plot first and then
maybe we talk about it when it comes up? First. Okay, we'll talk about it when it comes up.
So, this movie starts with there's like a cinematic shot in Puerto Rico, I think it is, and we see it from the perspective of like this helicopter that goes and lands in this weird sort of like canyon ravine thing amongst the rainforest.
These helicopters land. It's like this bat infested cave, big fuck off cave, just full of bats and shit.
Yeah. And the whole time, like, the helicopter pilot is like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, he's like, we can't be here when it's dark.
Yeah, as soon as it gets dark, like, it's bad or whatever.
My note here is Jared Leto is a cripple. And a doctor.
Yeah, I think that is... I said that as well, because, like, he gets out of the helicopter and... I think it's the helicopter pilot. He's like, do you need a doctor?
I am a doctor.
Which is such a forced question as well. Yeah. Like, who the fuck asked that?
Like, you didn't see him get into the helicopter? You couldn't have asked him the entire time that you were in the helicopter with him?
Also, like, you wouldn't say that. You'd be like, oh, are you alright? Do you need a hand? Or anything like that. Like, oh, do you need a doctor? And it's literally just a setup.
I am the doctor.
Yeah, I am the doctor.
Speaking of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, that's not till way later, but, you know.
Yeah.
Matt, was it Matt Smith? Matt Smith, the doctor.
Doctor. Yeah, he's in this movie. Spoiler, best part of the movie.
Best part of the movie by far.
Yeah. why don't you tell us what happens next?
Okay, so they're like... The guy, the pilot, is like, oh, well, I don't want to be here when it gets dark. Can I get my payment now? And Jared Leto's like, or his name in the film is Michael Morbius. And Dr. Michael Morbius is like, yeah, if you give me that bushwhacker or something. He's got like a big machete. So he gives him the machete, gives him his payment. And then he slices his hand to bring the bats to him.
Which is such an unhinged way to do that.
Like, yeah.
Did he seriously... He deals with, like, blood packs and artificial blood on, like, a daily basis, right? He couldn't get his hands on, like, a blood pack
or something You think as a doctor, he'd be aware of the risks of infection, especially from a dirty knife in the middle of the jungle. Yeah. But anyways.
It was just... So over the top dramatic, like he cuts his hand to bring out all the bats. But then, like, the plan is to like catch the bats, right? But they don't have any equipment for catching bats. They don't.
Yeah, you never see anything. I don't know how the fuck they got all these bats.
Yeah.
But anyway, all the bats start going fucking psycho, and then he does his cool badass guy stare, and then. It does a flashback, so you never see them catch the bats. It just does a flashback, and this way, you learn his name, and then
25 year flashback. By the way,
yeah, it was actually 25 years.
Yeah,
okay, cool. That was just a guess when I said that. I thought we were just running with that. Okay, that was real.
Nice.
Okay. So there's a new kid coming into the bed next to Michael. His name is Lucien. But he's all crippled. He's all crippled. All of these kids, this is a home for crippled kids. So yeah, there's a new kid every year because they think they die a lot. And they just call him Milo.
He's that's what Michael calls, like, any new kid. He calls them Milo because they're so fucking expendable and they die so often that he doesn't get attached. He just calls them all Milo.
Yeah, he doesn't even remember who the first Milo was. So, anyways, they get bullied.
Yeah, they have, like,
normal kids.
A blood disorder or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Something wrong with their genes or their DNA. They got something wrong with their blood. They never say specifically what it is.
Yeah. They said there's something wrong with the DNA.
Yeah. So anyway, they're hooked up intravenously to, like, fresh blood or something, but Milo's one starts going kind of nutty. It fucking starts malfunctioning or something.
Yeah.
And then Michael just, because he's a bloody whiz, he just leans over and bloody fixes it with a ballpoint pen. He, like, takes the spring out of a ballpoint pen or something and fixes it.
My note here is Morbius is MacGyver.
I've got Michael fixes Milo's machine after it goes nutty.
Yeah, I've also got the nurses here suck.
Yeah, Michael calls out for a nurse and just nobody comes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No wonder these kids are fucking dying left and right.
Yeah, they just fucking... Yeah, Milo already almost died and became Milo, like, 17.
Milo 17.
Yeah, he's gone. So yeah, after that, you know, the fucking headmaster or the doctor, I don't know who
Nicholas.
I think he's a doctor. Nicholas, his name is Nicholas. He's like, wow, that's pretty impressive. A team of scientists had to put that together, but you just fixed it with a spring. How about we send you to a good school? And then, because for some reason Michael is now attached to Milo, he's like, what about Milo?
Yeah, he's known him for like 5 seconds, and he's like, well, that, but Milo is my best friend.
Yeah, he's my bestie. And
the guy that, like, I refer to by a second name that I gave him.
Never once again is he called his real name Lucian. Called Milo.
At the end, he calls him Lucian.
Oh, does he?
After he dies, he calls him Lucian.
Oh, man. Okay, I was tuned out for that part.
Yeah, even to the... this is so extreme that even the doctor refers to him as Milo. Morbius is like, what about Milo? And the doctor's like, I'll look after Milo. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll look after Milo. Fuck? So Michael's going to go to fucking, like, Harvard or Princeton now. He's just going to go to a good school.
Yeah.
So he can... he's like a school for gifted children. So he's got to leave Milo, but he leaves him a letter, and the letter obviously flies out of the window because Milo's a fucking dumb cunt. So he can't hold on to a letter because he's got a bone blood disease or something. He can't hold on to a letter. Little gust of wind flies out the window, and a bunch of bullies find it. And they're like, you're disabled. You can't have your letter back. So then he proceeds to smack them in the face with a crutch and kind of gets the shit kicked out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of somehow kicks the shit out of them. And then, you know...
Yeah, well, it was just the crutch to the face.
Yeah.
And then after that, he just got kicked a lot by, like, 4 kids.
Yeah, but wasn't he on top of another kid and punching him in the face or something?
Where did the other kids go? That was after Nicholas comes to save the day.
Oh,
and all the kids run off, but the kid that got hit in the face with the crutch is, like, still on the ground, like, ooh, my face.
My face.
So then Milo jumps on top of him and he's, like, punching him again, trying to fuck him up. This is where we get our hint. A little bit of backstory on Milo. He's a bit of an aggressive little boy.
Foreshadowing. He's got a dark side. He's a twisted cycle path.
Yep.
But yeah, then we kind of flash forward. I've just got Morb as a decorated doctor.
Yeah, I think he wins.
King of Sweden or some shit. He gets an award from the King of Sweden, and he, like, turns it down or something.
Yeah, he got like a Nobel Prize, I think, for
because
he like synthesizes blood or whatever.
Yeah,
he comes up with artificial blood.
Yeah, I saved. Was it millions? I don't know. He saved a lot of people. So he's like, he's starting to sound a lot like Batman, which he pointed out. It's just like some billionaire philanthropist.
Well, the thing is, like, he's not even a billionaire. His friend Milo is the billionaire.
Yeah,
he's just
for
like
some reason
the doctor doing the groundwork. Yeah, I didn't catch why Milo became the billionaire.
Yeah, no idea. Is he like in the mafia or?
No idea.
You never really find out why Milo has so much money. Maybe Michael supports him, or maybe he does his own thing. Anyways, so he wants to see this new thing. The reason why he went to South America to get to these bats is because he wants to mix the bat and the human blood to save himself,
and
to
his
save
best friend
Milo,
Milo
and all the other people affected with it.
Mm. This is when he gets lectured.
This is where he gets lectured by his soon-to-be girlfriend. Well, they're kind of like a thing already, but whatever. I just wrote down here that he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I've
got very similar notes. So I've got Lady Doctor lectures Morbius, question mark. And I later learned that her name is Martine.
Yeah.
Then I wrote technobabble bullshit. Morbius. Yeah,
I've got speaking science BS. Still mixing blood.
They
put like the blood in a centrifuge, and they're like been mixing it for a while they're talking. I'm like speaking science BS, and then they inject a rat with it.
Yeah.
And then I've got in my notes, rat fucking dies.
Mm-hmm.
Morb is still besties with Milo at this point. This is where you find out that they're still friends. They've been keeping in contact.
Yeah.
And then this little girl that he was talking to before, no one gives a fuck about this scene, so I didn't really, I didn't bother writing it down, but he saves some little girl's life. And then Martine is like, Morby? The rat is alive. It worked. So, yeah.
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 Yeah. So, to finish off my notes from before, I've got technobabble bullshit. Morbius is clearly unhinged. And Lady Doctor doesn't care. Hey guys, this is editing Brendan here. At this point in the recording, Alex accidentally hit spacebar and stopped his recording. It was only for like a few seconds, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, there was no way to edit this that sounded natural, so I just wanted to give this extra bit of context. I've got Morbius is a wanker, so that's that's along the line of a bit of a dick.
Yeah, so the rat dies. He saves a little girl's life. And then the rat comes back to life. He goes to see Milo to tell him about this. He's like...
When he refers to his... refers to Milo as his best friend, I was like, the dude that he saw fuck all of and it's expendable, he calls him Milo? Like, by the wrong name? How is this his best friend?
Yeah, this is like, his best friend.
Sure, they got 25 years of history now. But fucking hell, like... They were in a room together once, and then we just have to believe that they became best friends after that. Like, it was so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. When he walks into Milo's house, he says something about Goon Squad. So I wrote in my notes, Goon Squad. I don't know. Anytime someone brings up gooning or something, I don't know. But yeah, he's like, let's go for a walk. I've got some notes to discuss
with you. Yeah, because Milo's got, like, armed security, like, in his house and outside his house.
Yeah, for some reason.
For whatever reason, yeah. And this is where we find out Milo is Matt Smith.
Yeah. So, it's just like business as usual, you know. I didn't mind the banter between them. And that was actually one of the better parts of the movie. They had some good banter.
Yeah,
I
think Matt Smith was doing the heavy lifting there, to be honest.
Yeah. Something about Jared Leto being a cripple. He said something like that. That was like what I remembered.
Fucking pissed me off as well. I'll get into it after.
So, yeah, they're just buds catching up. And Milo here, you find out he's a little bit jealous of Michael's hose. This is me. He's like, you better stay, not fall in love with that woman that you work with, Martine. He's like, nah, I'm not falling in love with her. He falls in love with her. But the next note I have is, I'm close, Milo. Because this is when he starts talking about that he's close to a cure, but he just goes, oh, I'm close, Milo.
Yeah, it's just like they're walking in the street when they're having this conversation, and then there's a jump cut to a different area. And
yeah, yeah, they're just like sitting in a park. I'm close, Milo. Yeah, I'm close, Milo.
Yeah. So I got so annoyed at the bit where, where Milo's like, oh, we're a couple of crippled guys, like, we can't find love. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's no hope for us. We're cripples.
What are you talking about? Like, you, maybe, sure, you have, like, a life-threatening disease and you walk around on crutches, but that's it, bro. Like, no one's going to fucking turn you up for having a disability. If they do, they're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. You don't really need to, you know, fucking hang around those types of people. But anyway. What were we talking about?
I'm close, Milo.
I'm close, Milo. Oh, don't stop mobbing on my... Don't stop mobbing on my Michael. Sorry.
Yeah, so he gives like a bunch of exposition.
It's like, yeah, I just wrote down here that tells him the cure is ready, but it's risky. Because, like, yeah, basically just going through a checklist of things like, oh, it's super experimental, it's kind of risky, it's kind of illegal, not very moral, all these kind of things. And then, you know, they're both cool with that, apparently, so they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, and then this is when he's like, oh, I need to go into, like, international waters to do it. So,
yeah.
Because it's not legal, so I need to fucking... What's wrong with you?
What? What's wrong?
All I can hear is you ripping ass on the other end.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Don't you lie to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Dude. I'm just trying to discuss the plot of Morbius. It's like, this is a pretty gentlemanly activity. Only fine scholars talk about the plot of Morbius.
Yeah, well, they really fart in their office chairs. Yeah, so they have to go into international waters. They're on this, like, fucking big-ass ship that's got a bunch of, like, security on there, which I'm assuming Milo hooked them all up with. And Morbius is out there, and Martine is there, because apparently she's like... Yeah, it's illegal, but sure, let's fucking do human trials in the middle of the ocean.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just on board with that.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. You think being a doctor, you'd be a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he makes, like, three vials of this serum after he tried it out on the mouse, like the rat, whatever. He injects himself.
Yeah.
And I wrote
They do a couple more tests as well. They're, like, trying to make sure it's 100%. They're like, oh, yeah, it's working 100%. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they run it through the computer just to, like, make sure it's all good. And I wrote down, he's mobbing.
Before that, I wrote down, gloating about getting his dick wet all the time because he's a cripple. Because, like, yeah, he was just saying, yeah, I get so much pussy because I'm a cripple. Bitches love it.
Oh, yeah.
Cause to, like, his soon-to-be girlfriend. Yeah,
they're trying to, like, put a little bit of, like, flirty banter between them.
Yeah.
He's, like, insinuating that she's into him because it's a bit of, like, a sympathy card or whatever.
Yeah.
This part of the movie also made me very angry. Like, he goes through this procedure... And Martine's just there, And I'm like, what, dude, what if he died? What if he just died there? Like, she would get in trouble if he was just died. And because she's the one that, like, it doesn't...
she administered him with it.
Yeah. I guess maybe because they're in international waters, like, it doesn't...
It doesn't That's count, some but, caveat. That's yeah. some weird caveat.
But, yeah, that, it sounds fucking stupid to me.
Yeah. Anyways...
Yeah, so they're like they're going through the procedure. He's Mormon, and then some random guy barges in.
It's like the security on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know why he decided.
Yeah, he's
to do
like,
this.
I'm just gonna go check on the doctor real quick.
Yeah, and he just goes in there to fucking like bully them. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was trying to hit on the girl doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and they try to set him up.
To fuck off.
Yeah, and he doesn't. And then Mr. Morb goes full Morbius.
Yeah, they're like, while they're distracted, she's telling him to leave. She turns back, and Morbo's gone. And then he eats him. I've got Morbo eats him, full tweaking, Miso knocked out.
I've got he morbed. I still don't like him. This is some villain shit.
Yeah. Yeah, in all the commotion, his girlfriend gets knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
By like falling like 2 feet and hitting
her. Well, at first he's doing some fucking vampire shit.
Mm.
And Martina's just unfazed. by this, and then Morbius keeps doing like little growls every now and then. And then he fucking kills everybody.
Yeah, he just kills everyone on the ship. This is where I wrote it's Morbin time.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking kills everybody on board except his misser.
Yeah.
And then when he kind of comes to consciousness and he is fucking yoked. He is super jacked. He's, like, super jacked, and he kind of realizes what he's done, and then he's, like, trying to make sure his girlfriend's alright, and then he does, like, a distress call, and then he just fucks off.
Yeah.
Just jumps overboard.
Yeah. And then, so, some police come to the ship. We've got Too Fast, Too Furious guy, and, the best detective.
The best detective in the fucking world. Instantly realizes that this is the work of a fucking vampire.
Yeah, he's like, oh, all of them, like, got their fucking blood drained, blah, blah, blah.
Mm. Like, if you believe in vampires, it would be super obvious that this is a vampire's doing, but this is the fucking real world. These guys are, like, a decorated detective, and he's just like, yep, vampires.
He jumps to so many conclusions.
He jumps to so many fucking conclusions, but he's right. He's right about every single one of them. He's never once fucking wrong in this movie.
Yeah. I think there's like a quick cut to Milo hanging out with Nicholas right about now. Nicholas comes over to like check on Milo.
Yes, I think I stopped writing notes for a bit, so I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, so I think at this point, like, we're finding out again, like, oh, Nicholas is still involved with Milo and Michael. And they do like this weird bit where Nicholas is like, asks Milo, like, oh, what's your pain out of 1 to 10?
And, yeah, this part.
And Milo's like 11, which I can't tell if that was supposed to be like a Doctor Who reference at that point, because like Matt Smith is the 11th Doctor. It was very odd, but yeah,
it
like,
did seem really out of place, not gonna lie. Like, I didn't know that. I don't really watch Doctor Who, but when you said that, it kind of made more sense. It did kind of seem really out of place. Maybe a little force. He just kind of looks up dramatically
11.
Like, towards him and goes, 11.
Yeah, but like the news of what happened on the ship is like on the TV at this point. So they're having like a little bit of discussion there. But we cut back to Morbius. He's in his lab. He's back in the lab and he needs more blood. So first off, he sort of rips off the whole Batman thing. He gets in the tube with the bats and all the bats are flying around him. And then we get exposition for like 5 minutes straight of Morbius in his lab, just like talking about all the powers that he now has.
Yeah, he's just like trying to understand and control his new powers.
Yeah.
And he's just like taking.
He's not even trying to control the powers. Like, he's got the powers and now he just perfectly controls all of them magically. Yeah. Like,
there's no like Spider-Man trying to figure out how the webs work. He's just like a fucking superhuman, knows how to do everything.
Yeah.
He's more just figuring out the kind of limitations and like what he needs to keep his powers going, I guess. It's the way he figures out.
Yeah. That
the blood, he needs to keep drinking blood. You know, intravenously?
No, he just fucking...
Not intravenously, sorry.
Fucking drinks it, dude.
Yeah, he just drinks it. No. What's the word I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Something... intermittently is the word I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So
every, like, 6 hours, I think it is, when he begins.
So he starts... He starts drinking like his artificial blood that he made, and he starts like a timer from when he drinks it. And the plot point is like each time he has to drink the artificial blood, like the time gap is like shorter and shorter. So it starts off at like 6 hours and then it goes down to like 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, eventually he needs to have
human blood. Yeah.
It's not doing it anymore.
Yeah. But I was just so annoyed at how he magically was just the best.
Yeah, his powers kind of don't feel earned. He's just kind of asking questions about his powers.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't fully understand them, but he seems to understand them pretty freaking well. So.
Yeah. So he doesn't understand them, but he does understand them. And then he's like, oh no, I'm getting hungry again. And he just locks himself in a box.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't try to get more blood or more artificial blood. He just locks himself in a box and because he wants to find out what happens if he doesn't have any.
Seems pretty irresponsible, if you ask me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fucking stupid. So Milo shows up at this point. He wants to go check on his friend because he saw the thing on the news. And when he arrives, Morbius is freaking out in the box, grunting and fucking... being cringe.
Yeah, he's morbid out again.
Yeah, and then he, like, instead of just saying, like, get me blood, I need blood, he writes blood on...
In blood?
It's like in blood. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then...
He's Morbius, too weak to speak and say blood, but he can write blood.
Yeah, but then, like, seconds later, he, like, yells. He's like, oh!
I got really lazy with my notes at this point. He just said, needs blood, he give.
Yeah, so Milo gives him some blood. And Milo's like, man, look at you. You're fucking looking pretty good.
Yeah, he starts to stabilize, and he's like, wow, you're looking like you're cured.
Yeah.
Give me some.
Yeah, but Morbius, stop.
Stop what? Just talking about the plot of Morbius.
Morbius fucking resents himself. He resents the power that he has. So he doesn't want to give it to Milo. And Milo gets real angry about this. And to counteract this, Morbius gets more angry. And he's like, I said get out.
Yeah, Milo sees his morb.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right. I gotta go.
Yeah. And then he says, I said get out again. I wrote cringe. So much cringe. Do you remember what happens next?
I do. So the police come to investigate his girlfriend because obviously she's just woken up at this point from her coma that she got knocked out from by falling like 2 feet. Anyways, she wakes up. The police are like, so, what happened on that ship? Do you work for Morbius? Oh, and you work with Morbius. Why is Morbius a vampire? So, I don't actually really remember. So I don't know why they needed to question her, because he's the best detective in the world. And
they just like,
what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, they question her, and then he jumps to the wildest conclusions. He's like, oh, do those look like vampire bite marks to you?
Yeah.
He's showing you pictures of like the dude's necks.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they were drained of all their blood when they died, blah, blah, blah. So this dude is just jumping to the craziest conclusions.
Yeah. He's just saying, this is a vampire attack, and you know what happened, so you're going to tell me.
Yeah. She doesn't give him much.
No, she doesn't really. I said, she holds Morbo down like a real one, because she does. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's her man's, and she's not going to snitch.
Yeah. So we cut away from this scene, and there's like a random doctor walking through a hallway at the Horizon Labs. They're by themselves. It's dark for some reason.
The lights have been really stupid.
Yeah, the lights are freaking out. I don't know why the lights are freaking out, but she sees something's like following her from the distance down the hallway. So she starts freaking out, and she starts running to the light switch to turn the light switch on.
Yeah.
Turns it on. She thinks everything's okay, but then she gets morbed.
Yeah, she gets morbed. Yeah. Her hand grabs her neck and she starts to get morbed, and you can't really see who it is. You kind of just left to guess, like, oh, but Morbius just fucked this lady
up.
He didn't fuck her, he just fucked her up.
Yeah, so we cut to Morbius, and his alarm's gone off on his watch. And I wrote the note, oh, probably not Morbius then, his timer just went off. It's probably Milo.
It was Milo instantly. no, it's not Milo yet. Yeah. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, this was just my speculation. But then, like, some alarms going off in the labs, because everyone discovers this doctor that's been chumped on. And Morby's like, I gotta get out of here, dude. Goes to leave the building, and he runs into the world's best detective. And Too Fast, Too Furious. So they're talking, they're being sus, and then they get like a let me start over. So Morbius is trying to leave the building. He has a meeting with the world's best detective and Too Fast, Too Furious. They're like, hey, do you know what happened on the ship? Like, aren't you fucking supposed to be like obsessed? Like, isn't this your life's work or whatever? And then they get like a message in their ear that says that somebody at the lab has had their blood drained, and they're like, it's gotta be Morby. So they go to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
And he bloody starts running. He's on the run.
He starts morbing out.
Yeah, he morbs out. He goes to like a flight of stairs, and then he just like zoops up the flight of stairs. Just by like flying up to the top somehow.
I thought he didn't know how to do that yet, but he does.
Yeah, apparently he does in the moment. And this cop just starts opening fire on him. Like, why? What the fuck is wrong with this?
Yeah, just guy? Some random cop, not one of the detectives, just some random like B cop just in the hospital just starts shooting at him.
Yeah, so Too Fast, Too Furious shows up. And he's like, hold your fire. And then proceeds to do the world record run of climbing a flight of stairs up to the top of a building.
Morbius is like on top of the building now. And then like 2 seconds later, the fucking detective is up there. And I don't know what the fuck is happening to him at this point. He's like being dragged by the wind or something. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I don't know.
Yeah,
like they don't really explain it. Like, it's either like they're trying to allude to the flying ability, or like he's overwhelmed by the like sound of the city. or something. But yeah, I've got no idea.
But it's like a force was pulling him or something. I don't know. It was really weird. But while he's doing that, the detective, yeah, makes it to the roof in record time, literally faster than Usain Bolt. And then, shit, what happens there?
He gets arrested.
Ah, that's right.
That's just it. He gets arrested.
Yeah, he just gets arrested.
Yeah. So they have him in the interrogation room, and they're like grilling him about everything that's going on, talking about the doctor, and then he's like, yeah, I know her, blah, blah, blah. I worked with her for 7 years. Like, he's cut up about it too. And then he's like, oh, I need my artificial blood that was in my bag. And the detective's like, nah, that's evidence, bro. Like,
yeah, you can't have that.
You can't have it. And then he says the fucking cringiest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. My literal note was, bro, this is the cringiest shit ever.
I didn't even take a note. I wasn't even taking notes until like the scene after this.
Yeah, he's like,
but
he's like,
this is probably my least favorite moment in the movie.
Yeah, you won't like me when I'm hungry.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah,
you don't like me when I'm hungry.
And then he does like a little growl as well. And then immediately after that little growl, he does another little growl, just like a little bit more. It's just, oh my god, I died.
And then it just cuts to him in a cell.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, buddy. They just fucking chuck him in a cell.
Yeah.
But this,
why don't you tell us about what happens next?
So another officer comes to see him. He's like, your lawyer's here. Milo walks in, and then they have a little bit of banter. He's like, oh, some lawyer you are. So you didn't even finish law school. He's like, no, I didn't. So he's come to discuss something with him. What is he discussing? He's like, I know you didn't kill that lady. That's not like you. We'll get through this together, mate.
Yeah.
I brought you a blood pack. And then essentially he just kind of leaves.
Yeah.
But what's this? As he's leaving, he leaves something behind. His cane. And you can kind of tell in between this, he's moving a lot more fluid. He's moving a lot better. He's looking a bit stronger, some might say. Because Michael's feeling weak, and he's like, Milo's the one helping him sit down and stuff. But anyways, he leaves his cane behind. The detectives are like watching. No, that's way later. Sorry. start again. So he leaves his cane behind, which basically he says to Michael without saying it that, yeah, I killed that fucking woman. And he's, the Morbo starts to morb out.
He's like, Milo!
Milo!
And he drinks all the blood.
Yeah, and then he fucking busts out of there. And does he use the echolocation to find him? I don't know. I don't know if he knows how to really use that properly yet. No, he does. He does. I think.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he finds him. Doesn't really matter how. He's fucking Morbo powers.
Yeah, because Milo's talking to the guy at the newsstand, right?
Hmm.
And he's listening into the conversation that Milo's having with the dude at the stand, because they're talking about Morbius.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, can you believe this? He's like, yeah, I always thought he was a bit of a weirdo. Because, you know, look at him. And he's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't judge people by their appearance, blah, blah, blah. And he just fucks him up.
Yeah, he just fucking kills him. I was trying to understand what my notes said because it's just chicken scratch. But, yeah, I wrote, he's hunting Milo munching. So Milo's... Milo's being hunted while he munches, and then they kind of find each other, they exchange some words, and then they start morbing out. They morb out against each other.
Yeah.
They're kind of going crazy, they're doing more battles. It's really uninteresting to watch.
Yeah, it's you, a lot. It's a lot of super, CG. Yeah,
it's a lot of CG. I didn't think it looked that. I don't think it looked like cheap or anything, but I just thought it was boring to watch. I was not interested at all.
No, I definitely had that as well. Like, I spent half the time trying to understand what the fuck was actually happening on the screen. Like,
yeah, and then you get these kind of not phoned in, I guess. I guess it's deserved, but it's just stupid. I don't like it. This is where you find out Milo is a naughty mob.
He is a naughty little mob.
And then he mogs. He starts mogging Morbius.
Yeah.
And then he's like trying to... He kills a bunch of police officers.
Yep.
Because they exchange some more words again. They crash into the train station.
Stop. I'm definitely going to hear this in the recording. I'm going to boost the gain on those parts.
Hear what? I'm trying to discuss the plot of Morbius. Like a real scholarly man would.
Yep. So yeah, Milo and Morbius, they're having a scuffle.
Yeah.
And it proceeds to like a subway, like an American subway, not Subway Eat Fresh. And yeah, Milo is like, nah, dude, this shit's fire. I love this. Like, this is the greatest shit ever. And then he kills a bunch of police officers and then does a little dance.
he does do a little dance, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's a good scene. I like that part.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the movie. I was like, dude, Matt Smith is the best part of this movie, and that is the best scene in the movie when he does like the little dance.
He for sure is the best part of this movie. Like, by it. Freaking far. That part after he viciously and brutally kills like six police officers and then does a little jig.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. It's definitely a highlight. That's gotta be number two for me.
Yeah. And another note I have for this bit is that it's just evil Doctor Who. Like, in this scene he's wearing like a long like overcoat or whatever that is like almost exactly the same in looks as Doctor Who.
Yeah. Maybe the director's a big fan or something. I don't know.
I guess so. But yeah, Morbius is like, man, Milo is so evil. I'm getting so angry right now.
This is also kind of the part of the movie that you realize that Matt Smith probably doesn't give a fuck about this movie. And he's just hamming it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but it really seems that way. He's just hamming it up and just having fun.
Yeah. So Morbius is getting angry, and then he's like channeling his inner strength from all his anger, and time slows down.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking flies away.
Yeah, for some reason he's like, I don't know, he's like moving slow-mo. It's his slow-mo Morbo powers. I don't know why they work like that or how they work or what the fuck it even is. Bats can fly.
They're just trying to tie that in, I guess.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works. He like rides like airwaves or something.
Yeah, it's like he uses his sonar abilities to like use like sound waves. And have some sort of friction with air so that he can fly. And I think that's maybe what was supposed to be happening on the top of the building, but he couldn't control it before. But for some reason, he can just control it now because spur of the moment, he's angry about Milo.
Yeah, it's really quite strange.
Mm.
He's also, something quick side note, he's getting his fucking ass handed to him by Milo. Or evil Morbo.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe the thing there is that he's on the artificial shit and he's on the good shit. This is like, this is like Natty versus steroids, you know? The steroid guy's always going to be stronger. Except in this case, the artificial drug is the way worse one. So, yeah, he's kind of getting his shit kicked in.
Yep.
I don't remember what happens after he flies.
So, he flies away and then the officers, they try to track down Martine, and the world's best detective is following Martine, trying to get her for questioning or whatever. She escapes and she gets on a bus.
And then
Morbius is on that bus.
Yeah, I have a note here that everyone in this movie is super quick when they want to be. Fast and Furious man and this lady.
Yeah.
And Morbius, apparently.
Well, he's got superpowers.
That's true. That makes sense. Regular people, they're just masters of deception and speed.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So he's on the bus with Martine and he's like, I didn't kill her. And Martine's like, I know. I'm like, why would you know that? How could you possibly know that it wasn't him?
Yeah, you watched me kill somebody in like cold blood.
Yeah. Like, he is the only logical conclusion for you to jump to. Like,
yeah.
So they go to a cafe.
Yeah.
To just talk it out, whatever.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah. So they're chatting away. They do like a little reveal that it's not that sort of vampire. Like he can put his hand in the sun and it's fine. But then he overhears some people at the register doing some shady shit with like counterfeit dollars. And he's like, oh, I got to go check that out. That sounds like something I'd be interested in. I don't know why. So he follows them to their, like, counterfeit lab where they're printing money. And he's like, hey, boys, I want this lab now. This is my lab.
Yeah. They're like, no.
Why? Why would get we out. Give you our lab?
Get out.
He's like, I also want those Cheetos as well. Leave the Cheetos.
Morbi loves Cheetos, despite the fact that I thought he couldn't really eat.
I don't know.
I think I was just following like Tokyo Ghoul logic. I don't know if you've seen that, but yeah.
Nah. I was sort of operating under the same assumption, like he can't eat normal food.
Yeah, I thought everything else was disgusting.
But yeah, I don't know. Because like he went to go have some of the tea, and I thought that was going to be the reveal that he can't have the tea. That didn't go anywhere. No surprise.
Yeah. No, that was them trying to say that sunlight can't hurt him, apparently.
Yeah.
It was really weirdly done.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just been like, so you like that type of vampire? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
They have to make it like she's trying to outsmart him or something. Really weird.
Like,
but
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like he's down in the counterfeit lab and the leader's like, no dude, you can't have our lab. And then he goes from 0 to 100 and tries to stab Morbius in the neck with a knife.
Mm.
Morbius catches his hand.
This is like the third best scene.
Oh, I fucking hated this scene so much. He's like, oh, let me... Did you know the body has fucking this many bones?
The hand has like 27 bones or something.
Yeah. And then he's like, let me introduce you to all the fucking bones. And he starts breaking them, like one by one.
Yeah. And then at the last one, he goes, pretty little stinky pinky. No joke. He breaks, he's like, there's the metatarsals, there's the fucking phalanges. And he's like, last but not least, pretty little stinky pinky.
Yeah.
He breaks all these fingers and then is like, who are you? This is probably my second least favorite scene. He goes, I'm Venom.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would he say he's Venom? Yeah. What are they trying to do? Are they just trying to confuse the audience? Like, Venom already exists in this universe. What the fuck are they doing? Like, why would he say, I'm Venom?
I really don't know. Does he know who Venom is?
I don't know. Like, all it does is just confuse everybody.
It confused the shit out of me. Maybe if you're like a big fucking Marvel nerd, you might know all the connections and shit. Maybe it makes sense.
But fucking spoiler. No. People aren't fucking Marvel nerds. Like, they watch the movies because they're movies. Like,
yeah.
Not everyone is a comic book nerd. Yeah.
Actually, maybe. I feel like he's pretty kind of like a niche character.
Yeah.
Maybe you would have to be a nerd to watch this movie.
I don't know. So yeah, that was cringe. All of that was cringe.
Yeah, and takes then I think the lab.
I think you should take it from here, though. I think you should take it.
So this is where the best scene in the movie plays. Maybe when we're editing this, if we put this on YouTube, we can put the scene in. Just for
yeah,
a
I'll
bit.
Put it in.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love this scene. Basically, it's Milo, and he's, like, half naked. And he's dancing to this, like, Russian or Polish song. I don't know what it is. It's like, have sex, have sex. And it's just, he's just, like, dancing shirtless and going in and out of morb time. He's like looking in the mirror, like, flexing, like, mogging
and mewing all over the place.
Mogging and mewing and morbing into the fucking mirror.
Yeah, that's the other M face one.
Yeah.
Morbing and mogging and mewing.
Mate, the three M's are fucking disaster.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's getting ready for a night on the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this movie really... I don't know if they wanted me to hate Milo.
They did not do a good job of it.
They did a terrible job.
Easily like... the best part of this movie.
Yeah. I sympathize with Milo.
Have sex. I don't know if that's the lyrics, but that's what it sounds like.
I think it does say that.
Okay.
Yeah, so he goes out on the town, and then what happens after that?
He starts hitting on this girl at the bar. He's putting on some smooth moves. And this lady's like, have I seen you before? Like, he's like, no, I would remember because you're so fucking hot. She's like, he's like, let's drink some tequila. Cause you know what they say, tequila to remember, whiskey to forget. And then her boyfriend, who's sitting right next to her, I don't know why, she was just flirting with evil Morby, but he's like, hey, she's spoken for. I'll buy her drinks, not you, thanks. He does it in a really cringe way.
Yeah, he's like, get the fuck out of the club.
I'll give you a chance to live, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, and who the fuck talks like this? Nobody talks like this.
Yeah, so basically the boyfriend is like talking shit to Milo, and then Milo is just like, oh, I'll get us all some drinks. I'll get you guys some whiskey. Like, because, you know, what he said before. And then the boyfriend shoves him. And then Milo's like, another time. And then he leaves. And then you see when he's just waiting on top of a big building for the all the guys to leave.
Like a little gargoyle.
Like a little gargoyle. And then he just fucking kills him.
Yeah. He mobs. He eats him.
Yeah. Does anything else happen to that, or have I got the right timeline here?
Nah, that's pretty much what happens there. Yeah, he mobs and he eats.
Yeah. And then he goes to Morbo's girlfriend's house. And he's asking, where's Morb? I want to see Morby. Bring him to me. Do you know where he is? And she's like, no. And he uses his super hearing to listen to her heartbeat and tell if she's lying or not.
Yep.
She somehow avoids that. She's like, okay, I guess he doesn't know where he is.
Well, I think he does detect that she's lying. But then he's like, no worries. I believe you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And then he just, like, I think after that he just follows her.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
It's pretty dumb of her to just be like, yeah, this guy who found me somehow is just going to, you know, not follow me when I go to Morbius.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I don't know where he is. Anyway, I'm going to go see Morby.
Yeah, all right, if you excuse me, I've got work to do, obviously, trying to fucking work for Morbius, who she works for. Yeah. What work could she have to do? She works for Morbius.
Yeah. So, she goes to see Morby, and I think Morby, he's working on something in the background. And then Martine, she slips and she, like, slightly cuts her finger.
Just, like, trying to feed her cat.
Yeah.
She brings her cat with her to Morbo's new lab.
Yeah, and this is after the detectives go to Martine's house to try and find her there.
Yeah.
For some reason, so dumb. They like shake the cat litter to try and get the cat to show up. Like,
yeah. I don't understand. Do you need a shit? I know you need a shit. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. But yeah, she cuts her finger and her like blood drips on the ground. And then our boy Morby, he's like, oh shit. Oh fuck. I love blood.
He basically does like that Nemo scene with the shark. He's like, oh.
That's good.
That's good.
Intervention!
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand my notes now.
Yeah. I got real lazy.
Yeah, so he composes himself. And then everything's fine, and then they have like a little kiss on the roof, and then you like cut to Milo and he's like creeping and he's watching them kiss.
Yeah,
he's just like, I knew you were lying to me.
Yeah, he's just watching cucking across the skyline.
Mm-hmm. So the detectives, they're like, oh yeah, apparently this dude he died, he got his blood drained at this random club. They go check out the CCTV. And they see that it's not Morbius that killed this dude. It's like, oh, there's two of them. That's basically it for that scene. You just learn that they know that there's two, and that Morbius hasn't been killing people. Not that that comes into play at all. Doesn't really matter at any point.
No, not really. We kind of pick up speed here. Like, it does kind of... Everything kind of happens pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Like, all my notes in here are short form.
I have 5 notes left.
I have, like, maybe 20.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got, like, 5, 6 lines.
Yeah, so we cut to Nicholas. He goes to visit Milo.
Oh, wait. No. You're skipping something. So, because you see... Morbius is working on something in the background, right? The thing you were talking about before.
Oh, yeah, shit.
So that's like a cure, in quotations. It's really not a cure. It's just going to kill
Milo. I think that happens after.
No, that happens before, I think. Does it not? Oh. Have you got it in your... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I've got Nicholas goes to visit Milo. Nicholas has a skull of steel. And then I've got Morby reveals the plan.
Sorry. Yeah, I mixed that up.
Yep. So he goes to visit Milo, and then Milo
steal.
Milo throws a little bit of a temper tantrum because he thinks that Nicholas is favoring Morbius instead of him.
Yeah, the mob has really got.
Yeah,
it's really got him now. He's kind of pretty delusional at this point.
Yeah. So he scratches his belly. And then he fucking punches him in the head.
Not revealing knocked out, that, by the way.
Yeah, he doesn't get knocked out
from this. He takes and this a reveals that, punch to the head.
Yeah, revealing Nicholas has a fucking skull of steel. And then, yeah, we cut back to Morby revealing the plan to Martine about how he's made this serum. And what it does is, like, there's a lot of fucking stupid techno babble here, but basically it's a serum that is... fatal for humans and for bats. And then Martine's like, so why do you have two of them? He's like, oh, because
you know why. Don't ask stupid questions. He doesn't say that. He actually just says nothing. But yeah,
then we Morby gets a phone call, and it's Nicholas, and he's like, I'm dying.
I'm dying.
Come see me. I don't remember what happens in the scene because I was too busy writing this stupid note.
So he goes to see Nicholas, which is probably not a good idea, but anyways, he goes to see Nicholas, and kind of gets like Nicholas's last wish. Nicholas is kind of like his dad, says, you know. His dad basically dies and just says, you know, you need to take care of Milo. like, not take care of him, but, like, you know, dispose of him. He's too far gone.
Yeah.
Get rid of him. And then Morby gets another call from... No, he doesn't. He doesn't. For some reason... No, this makes him really, really mad. And he uses his Morb vision, his Morb hearing.
Yeah.
For some... I don't know how. He perfectly is tuned into... what's her face?
Martine.
And he can hear Milo talking.
Milo, yeah. Because Milo captured Martine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, call out to him. Call out to him. I want him to come.
Can I reveal my stupid note for the Nicholas scene?
Yeah, do it.
So when we show up at Nick's place, mm-hmm. he's sitting there and his hands are like curled in front of him, like in his lap. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's trying to do like the blood thing, you know? You know, like you know, the blood symbol that you do.
I completely missed that, but I know what you're talking about. I missed that. Fuck, you have to throw an image on screen.
Yeah. Oh my god. Funny. It's the best. I lost it. Yeah. But yeah, Milo, he's captured Martine. And Morbius is like, oh, I'm going to go deal with this. And he starts flying away. At this point, I got really annoyed about how many names in this movie start with M. Like, why wouldn't you just, like, mix it up a little bit? Like, or maybe they're real characters from a comic book or something. Yeah. But it's my
like
God.
It's like Elden Ring with all these fucking characters with the same thing. Like, the same... letters, yeah,
like Godric, name.
Yeah, fucking Marika, Melania, fucking all of this,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's coming, Morbius coming. Mm-hmm. He's coming.
Yeah, he shows up and Martine is in like, she's in like a critical state. She's bloody dying because Milo's been a little bit tricksy and he's been a little bit naughty. She's bleeding all over the place. And I'm like, why isn't Michael freaking out about the blood now? Like, she's covered in blood at this point, but he seems perfectly fine. They have like a little bit of a moment and I'm pretty sure Martine's like, you know, make it worth it or something like that. And I think she's referring to like her blood and being like, just like, yeah, eat me and use the blood to like power up.
Yeah.
So after this, my notes go real short form.
There's not a lot really to say.
Yeah, it's all action.
She offers blood to Michael before she carks it. And yep. Then I've got Morb action scene commence. And Morb is getting fucked up. He's getting absolutely destroyed. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
just like
he
before.
Loses.
Yeah, he pretty much just getting fucked up the entire time. Like, yeah. He sucks. Like, he's not good.
Yeah, he like, it's another CG fight. Morby gets his ass handed to him, and then in like a desperate little whinge, he goes and does like a bat squeal, which calls like a storm of bats to come help him.
Mm.
And he uses this to like pin down Milo and sort of distract him while he gets like the serum ready.
Mm.
Morby stabs Milo with the serum, and then Milo dies. Morby refers to Milo as Lucian for some reason, and then Morby escapes.
Yep.
Yeah. And then...
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much it. And then Martine is alive.
Oh, yeah. She's also a Morb now. Yeah. I don't know if that's from the bite or you said that he had 3 vials. So maybe he used one of them. Maybe he was carrying them with him.
Yeah, I thought that might have been the case. Like, maybe... Yeah. Maybe Milo stuck her with the vial.
Mm.
But yeah, that's like the end of the movie, and then we've got two mid-credit scenes. One where like the vulture like just appears in like a cell, because like the sky opens up like multiverse wise. I'm assuming because of like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
One of the Spider-Man movies. And then the other one is like Morbi driving off into the middle of nowhere to meet the vulture at 2 a.m. And then they talk about like forming a team, and that's it.
That's it. That's the end.
That is Morbius.
What a movie.
What a fucking shit movie, dude.
I just remember after the movie finished, you're just like, oh, what a fucking movie. What a movie. That was great. That was probably not the worst movie I've ever watched.
Oh, but no, definitely not.
It's not far off there. Nah, I don't know. That's kind of exaggerating. So it's fine. It's kind of a fun watch, but it's also, you know, fucking not great.
Yeah.
At no point did I feel like it really dragged. Like, so much is going on all the time.
I don't know. I felt like it was dragging.
Oh, really?
Bits, yeah.
Most of the time, I was just like, what's going on? I was struggling to kind of take notes. And then I kind of, like, I was fucking zoning out a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe it didn't drag for me because I wasn't present.
Yeah, so I guess we could sum up our favorite and least favorite parts. So mine was the little dance that Milo does after he kills all the dudes in the subway.
And mine was the dance he does before he goes to the club.
Yep. My least favorite was when he's being interviewed by the detectives and then he says the... I'm getting hungry. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. Thing. I died of cringe.
My least favorite part is probably when he says he's a Venom. Honestly, I've got a top three favorite parts from this movie, which is surprising because I didn't really have it for the other movies, but yeah. Definitely Stinky Little Pinky, maybe number two, or tied for number two with the first dancing scene.
Yeah.
Right before he says he's Venom, so you got a real high and a real, real low right there.
Yeah.
Roller coaster this movie is.
Yeah, the juxtaposition of those.
Stinky.
Chef
kiss. Do you think that was improvisational?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure they probably just let Matt Smith do whatever he wants, because he's basically just the evil doctor in this. Like, he just does a bunch of Doctor Who shit, but he has bad morals.
What about Stinky Little Pinky? Because that's Jared Leto.
Oh, I don't know. Fucking, I can't stand Jared Leto anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably let him. That was probably improv. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What are you going to rate this?
I give this like a 3.
What were you going to say?
I think I didn't... Did he write the movie?
I don't think so. It says that the writers were Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless.
Okay. Because I remember seeing a meme. I don't know if it was a meme. Or if it was, I think it was just a meme when Jared Leto was like, been looking at the script for Morbius 2, it's Morbin time. And then the joke died. The joke was over.
Yeah, he ruined it.
No one liked it anymore.
I'm pleased to hear you say that it was a 3, because that's exactly what I rated it. We just keep giving the same ratings for these movies.
I'd probably give it a 3.
Yeah, 3 out of 10. Fucking dog shit.
Yeah, not great. Not great.
So, should people watch this movie?
Yeah, watch it once. Just so you can see why everyone fucking hates on it. And be like, okay, yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Not stupid in like a fun way, stupid in kind of like makes you a little bit angry way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only fun scenes in this movie come from
Milo.
Matt Smith.
Milo. Yeah.
And the, yeah.
So watch it with friends, have a couple watch drinks. It.
Yeah.
Just every time you cringe, laugh. Drink.
Every time you cringe, drink.
Yeah.
Every time Matt Smith does something a little bit goofy, drink. Every time he dances, finish your drink. I love his little dances. They're so cute. He's got some real moves on him too.
He does.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, give that a 3. Strong 3.
A strong 3.
Strong 3.
That's a limp 3.
That's a limp 3. You're feeling a 2. Almost a 2.
Could I go into the 0.5s. But nah, I'll give it a 3. Like, without Matt Smith,
definitely worse
that's,
movies.
That's a 2.
Oh, yeah. If there was no Matt Smith in this movie, it would have been fucking unbearable. I would be so bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to fucking suck on his cock too much, but he was definitely the highlight of this movie.
So, before we get into your pick for the next movie,
mm-hmm.
for next episode, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a confession to make.
Yes.
So, we've been watching movies.
That's
and
right.
I've been enjoying watching movies with you.
Me too.
I got the movie bug.
You got the movie bug. You've been watching more movies without me?
I've been watching a lot of movies.
Oh, that's okay. I've been watching movies without you too. I watch movies with stuff, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I watch movies like every weekend and sometimes, you know, whenever. So I'm not really offended.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I watched 6 movies. I watched so many movies.
Well, I kind of catch up on the weekend there. Like, I'll watch like 3 or 4 movies on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's not too bad.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching like a movie like every day, sometimes 2 movies a day.
Well, when you're sick, you got nothing to do. I think that's pretty fair.
That's true. Yeah. I guess it's including Alien as well.
But also, you've already seen so many movies, so it doesn't really matter to me because you've probably seen all the movies that we're going to watch anyway. But not my recommendation. I don't think you've seen this.
Okay. Okay. Hit me with it.
Have you seen Chef?
I don't think so. What's
You've
Chef?
Never seen Chef.
Let me look it up.
Have you seen Chef?
I don't think so.
All right, well, Chef is a movie by Jon Favreau.
Yeah, I can see that with Robert Downey Jr. And, mm-hmm. Oh, it's got ScarJo in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know if I can really get into it here. He's a chef.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm keen.
Okay.
Oh, I'm keen on Chef. And I have an apology to make to you for, from episode 1 as well.
Mm-hmm.
When I was editing it, I noticed that, like, I asked you, okay, what movie are we going to watch? And then you said 2 movies, and I was like, no, not wait, those ones.
Wait, what? You cut out a little bit. Can you say that again?
When, in episode 1, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what movie are we watching for episode 2?
Yeah.
And you didn't have anything prepared.
Yeah.
And then you defaulted to a couple of movies, and I said, no. To those movies?
You watched them, didn't you?
No, I didn't watch them.
Okay.
But I wanted to apologize because I want to set like a precedent for this podcast where anytime you say the movie, that's it. Like we're locked in.
We're watching that movie. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and maybe I didn't make it clear like in episode 1. And I just felt bad when I was editing the episode, and you were like listing, you listed two movies, and I said no, no to both of those movies.
That's okay, because you know what? I didn't really even want to watch them. I just didn't have anything else to say. Those are like two just massive defaults, because they're just good movies. But you know what I have to say to that, Brendan? Well, I'm only going to say one thing. Have you seen Chef?
No.
Have you seen Chef?
I haven't seen Chef.
All right, well, that's it. Goodbye. That's the end of the episode.
Thank you for listening to Who Watches Us, where we watch the movies, but who watches us?
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Have you seen Chef?
No.